Rockauto.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is strongly advised. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Just in case you've forgotten,
the boss is back.
You were an ass long before I made one out of you.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Looking older and more wicked than ever.
I knew he wouldn't disappoint us.
Mace.
This show reminds me of a 25-cent cigar.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because it's cheap and it stinks.
Omega.
Just when you think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Well, that sure made us LOL.
Laugh out loud?
No, lose our leg.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Joe. I'm in five halls of fame. I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Booker T, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That's it, you big dick. Suck it!
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Mother's Day. If you didn't hug your mom or say you love her, celebrate the day in any way. You're a cruel and horrible person, or your mother's a cruel and horrible person, one way or the other. We're not here to judge. So, we're here to talk wrestling. So it's all Buff Bagwell and Shelton Benjamin tonight.
We got to include Mr. T, because Mr. T loves his mama.
Mama, mama, Jesus, Jesus, mama, Jesus, mama.
Jesus, mama, mama, Jesus, mama, mama.
Foo.
Pity.
I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. The Costello to my Abbott is Mace.
Wait, that was Three Stooges.
And the bystander wishing he was this funny is the one and only Tim Stein.
I don't think so. I worry about you two some days. I really, really do.
Just why worry about us? We're fine. Yeah. We're just a little bit crazy, just like everybody else.
Is that potato chips?
No, this is me rifling through a bag of toy parts.
Oh, okay. Toy park. Anyway, there's a whole joke you can go along with that, but I'm not going to do it. Who's got the squeaky chair?
That'd be me too.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I worked out this nice little thing on Skype that's called Push to Talk, and it cuts down on the ambient background noise.
I discovered a mute button. I can't always control the thing squeaking underneath my ass.
I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, just quit opening the door, Omega.
You want a door open? Hey, Mace, you know that photo of the alien penis I showed you last night?
Here we go.
Oh, good lord. Don't tell me you 3D modeled it, didn't you?
It fucked me over.
Ba-dum-bum. Rim shot. Pardon the pun. Double meaning, no, kids, just in case you missed it.
No, the photos didn't give me a proper model. I got the face done up and everything, but the profile shot doesn't match up, so I got to redo everything.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the world
of 3D modeling.
But, hey, I successfully made what looks like a CG face. Like, I can't use it for a model or anything, but it worked.
Huzzah. Progress.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, okay, officially, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the WTR Pick'em Edition because, hey, next week is payback, meaning that we'll be on at 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 specific, if your name is Will Wheaton and you tune in. It's fun trolling Will Wheaton on Twitter sometimes.
That's because it's too easy. He's a little crybaby bitch.
I'm not going to say
it's Wesley Crusher.
I'm not going to say I disagree with you. So, yeah. So tonight we are going to no, don't troll me about the Flames on Twitter tonight. This is nerve-wracking enough as it is, Rock. Just responding to in our production chat there. Yes, it's game 5 of the playoffs here for the Calgary Flames in Anaheim, take on the Ducks. So I might wind up being a little bit distracted here and there throughout the evening, but I'll do my best not to go absolutely apeshit over it one way or the other. Of course, if you hear me swear, then it might mean bad things, but we are going to be playing Pick'em later on this evening, so everybody get ready to record your picks, who your predictions, who you think might wind up winning the matches that we throw out for you that are lined up and ready to go as of now, basically, for next week's pay-per-view. But to begin, why don't we take a look at our wins and our fails, and we'll start with Mace.
Sure, let's start with me this time around. How unusual. My win, actually, very surprisingly, is a John Cena match.
What?
Yeah, I know. But then again, it's John Cena versus Sami Zayn, so you can see my attention was on the other half of that match rather than John Cena. But hey, it was a great match to put on absolutely brilliant performance, even though, you know, injuries do happen. And to be honest, the whole US title thing has brought about some really good matches, and it's let other guys who would never actually see the main roster or just come up to the main roster or haven't really had a chance actually get some time on TV.
When Zack Ryder gets another Raw match, I will give that credence.
Yeah, that's true, but then again, it is Zack Ryder. The closest he gets to a TV match is Main Event, if I'm correct.
Hey, the last time he actually had a meaningful feud on Raw, it was over Cena.
Wasn't it with Cena?
It was, but then he actually had
matches on Raw.
Yeah, but then he had, what, Eve Torres coming up and healing out on both?
Oh, yeah. Never trust women in wrestling.
Not really. It usually doesn't end well.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been noticing a lot lately, to be honest. I'm going back into my archives that's sitting on the hard drive instead of the WWE Network, and rewatching some of the stuff, man, the women were manipulative back in the day, and I'm talking like early 2000s era. So it was just weird to go and see stuff like that. Have you got anything, Omega? Have I lost both co-hosts? I have been abandoned to the internet, people. What the fuck?
I just wanted to see what you do.
Don't leave me alone. It's scary.
All alone at the mercy of the internet.
Could be worse. I could open the door that says 4chan. So, win for this week, right. Omega. What is it?
I know, I'm tempted to go with the same one, because Sammy worked that whole match with a blown-out shoulder. He at least threw it out of the socket, or tore his rotator cuff, doing his entrance.
You know, if anybody was to injure themselves on their entrance, I would have put it on Finn Balor. Just the way he throws his arms out during his entrance, you know, all of a sudden dislocates his shoulder. And
I kept waiting for Sin Cara to crack his neck on his. Like hit that trampoline, fly over the top rope, lawn dart into the mat.
Well, you've seen Kalisto's one where the back of his head actually touches the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that to go wrong, but so far hasn't happened. And you know, you got to remember we're at Sin Cara version 2.0, not the one that botches every 30 seconds.
Right. This one only botches about once during a match.
Indeed. Well, I got a backup for...
He has a backup. Well, I said I was tempted to go with that one, but I wasn't going to go with that one.
Fine, go with that. Well, what are you going with then? Stop confusing me. Stop speaking words.
1-0-0-3-4-8
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third, and I don't give an arms. Working home. Fuck this shit. he's the guy selling peanuts.
No, mine is going to be Dean Ambrose.
Really?
Well, because honestly, there was a lot for me to like on this. This Raw made me happy. Like, this was like high quality stuff all through the show. But I said it last week on the show. Like, if they're gonna do triple threat for the title, I'd like to see Ambrose and let's have like the Shield go against each other for the title. Well, we gotta have Randy Orton in the mix, but that's what we got.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, we've got it. Sort of, with an extra person.
On one hand, like, I'm really happy because Dean really doesn't get the push he deserves. I mean, he's got a terrible win-loss record since the Shield broke up. Just because he's that popular and that over right now, they can sacrifice him to a heel here and there. But this is, like, I'm, like, so looking forward to this match now. Orton, Rollins, and Reigns, like, I've seen all these matches and all these combinations before. I wish it was something a little bit more exciting. But throw a lunatic like Dean Ambrose into the match.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It adds a bit of weirdness to the thing because, you know, Dean Ambrose can be the bump dummy for everybody.
Well, it was genuinely... Here's the thing about WWE. I didn't expect it. You know, with the losing streak he was on, with the fact that he's failed to capture a mid-card title to get a world title shot, I didn't think WWE was actually going to go that direction. So I was actually quite happy when they did.
Indeed. Now, just trying to think stupid WWE logic for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, now you're in the proper writer mindset. You've got Dean Ambrose, who, let's be honest, hasn't really been doing much, like you said. You got Seth Rollins, who, even as champion, has been eh. And you've got the failed Roman Reigns push. Maybe there's a chance that we turn two out of the three heel and reunite a certain stable again.
But would you really even do that when Seth is already the poster boy of the authority?
I'd rather have Reigns and Ambrose be Rollins' backup than J&J's security.
You have a point. But with everything they put into Roman Reigns at this point, do you flush it down just to make him Seth Rollins' backup? I'm posing a other side of the coin here, because I wouldn't mind the Shield getting back together. I mean, hell, they're putting the Wyatts back together.
I can see what you're getting at, but at the same time, like, my ideal thing would be to find a way to turn Seth face, which, let's be honest, would actually kill him at this point in time, and have the Shield go up against the authority, but...
Seth is in such a good spot as a heel right now. He's genuinely earned that. He's been consistently one of the best performers in that company.
Yeah, true enough. I suppose at this point, instead of rambling on for ages, we'd be asking Tim what his thoughts are, but Tim's not at the microphone right now. Because he got a call from his mommy.
I came back. Hey, listen, it's still Mother's Day Sunday here in North America, just in case you didn't realize that, Mesified.
When did you move to North America?
Actually, I was born in North America, seeing as Canada is part of North America and not Russia. So, but today being Mother's Day, I called my mother, left her a message, and of course, you know, as soon as she gets back home, she calls me. So she didn't quite understand it in the message that I left her that, okay, I'm just calling to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I'll talk to you some other time. Goodbye. I don't recall in my message saying anywhere, you know, you can call me back, but... She called me bad. Talk about inconsiderate, hey?
Oh, well, like you said, it's Mother's Day.
trying to make you guys feel bad. It's not quite working, is it?
No.
No.
Okay, there you go. I tried. Anyway, yeah, it's time to actually give it a shout-out to Tommy and Blaine who are listening tonight. Behave, eat your vegetables, do your homework, and get ready for school. There. Okay, there's your shout-out, Tommy and Blaine. So, where were we when I was so interrupted?
We were waiting for you to get back and give us your win for the week.
My win for the week would be Sami Zayn taking on John Cena for the U.S. title challenge with Bret Hart coming out to introduce him in Montreal.
Of course.
And of course. No, don't you be doing that just because it's Bret freaking Hart. If it was somebody else and he wasn't Canadian and he was like an icon like Bret was, I'd probably say the same damn thing. Although it wouldn't be as big a deal if he wasn't Canadian, seeing as they were in Canada. So don't you start with me.
Start of any damn course. Thing I want with you.
There you go. I'll meet you out at the bike racks at recess.
All right, bring your lunch money.
There you go. Wait a minute. You bring your lunch money. You'll need it.
What? Okay, gush about the Canadians.
I thought I did already. So, yeah, that was my win for the week. You know, Sami Zayn, at least temporarily, being promoted from the NXT roster onto Raw and getting a big-ass rub by John Cena. So that's, you know, that's nothing but good for him. It was a very entertaining match, despite the fact that he hurt himself on his ring entrance.
Well, I think that – well, that's what I pointed out in this, is that he worked a great match with Cena, and he did the whole thing with a blown shoulder.
Uh-huh.
They let him kick out of the AA.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. That's better than winning the belt.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that he was allowed to do so many impressive things because he was in his hometown. We all know that, generally speaking, the wrestlers don't really fare that well in their hometowns, unless your name's CM Punk. Let's face it, he did good in Chicago.
I still don't know why JR didn't call in sick anytime they were in Oklahoma.
Yeah, no kidding, you should have. So, yeah, that's my one for the week. I suppose you want to know what my fail was.
Well, sure, we'll start the fails off for you.
That's how the segment goes.
Yeah. Well, the fail was Sami Zayn hurting himself on the way to the ring. That was just too bad. I mean, even though it was an excellent match, how much better could it have been if he wasn't injured? Right?
We'll never know.
We may not ever know. So, yeah. So that's my – what. I'm sorry that I missed your wins and fails.
Oh, no. We went through our wins, but our fails are still to come.
Oh, so you guys just wasted all that time waiting for me to come back just to get the wins in. I figured you would have moved on to your fails. Oh, okay. So really quickly, what was your win, Omega?
Mine was Dean Ambrose winning his way into the world title match.
Oh, cool. Yeah, not a bad choice. I like that very much. I did because, well, let's face it, I'm a big, huge fan of Dean Ambrose, and I love the fact that he's gaining superstardom popularity organically as opposed to being shoved down our throats, at least in my opinion. Yeah, make sure your win was the same as mine or what?
Yeah, it was the same as yours. Except I should have changed it just before the show because I saw Lana, the clip of Lana doing the Fandango.
Oh, yeah. Lana Fandangoing on what was that, SmackDown, I guess?
No, it was on Raw.
Oh, it was on Raw. I missed that part.
The whole thing is, like with that segment, it was just funny how she sort of starts off just tiny little movements, and then she gets a smile on her face. It's the whole gradual build-up to the whole thing, which was absolutely very well done. It's one thing that I've noticed more with support characters in wrestling lately is you can sell a lot more with your facial expressions and your movements than when you're actually doing a promo.
Yeah, well, if you've got the talent to be able to do so, and Atlanta appears to, let's face it, there have been you know, like you call them, support staff, that couldn't sell their way out of a paper bag in the past, no matter what they do. So. But seeing as you guys haven't done your fails yet, and I wound up doing it, what was your fail for the week? Omega.
Hmm.
I got a feeling I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
I'm. This is an educated guess only.
Okay.
Macho Mandow.
See, technically, I can't even go. Technically, I can't even go with that because I didn't even watch it to see how bad it got.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to even. Well, aside from the fact that I don't bother turning on TV for main fucking event. And it's on. It's like a 2 week delay on the network.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it. Like okay. I saw the photos. Yeah, and that was enough to make me go, oh, God damn, fuck this shit. it was fucking horrible when Jay Lethal was doing it, and Macho was alive back then.
Yeah.
Like, and they might be running with it. Which is just, like, horrendous to me.
Well, you know, I didn't mind it too much. Jay Lethal, he did a good job. I think even Savage said some positive shit about it when it was going on. But Damian Sandow doing much. Don't do that again.
I don't like gimmicks like that. Like,
uh-huh.
We are taking away... You know, the genuine charisma and audience connection that a character has or has potential to gain. And we're just milking older characters without actually having the older characters.
Yeah.
You know, people pop because, oh, hey, he came out as Macho Man. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. I can understand where you're coming from.
I'll put it to you this way. We had a point where he was getting a bigger reaction coming out as The Miz.
Uh-huh.
That's how over he was.
Yeah.
And we're giving him the death nail gimmick of other people's gimmick.
It's kind of time that they find a way for him to fly on his own, I think, eh?
Well, that was the question we had the whole time. Is that, okay, fine, he's getting over and it's hilarious, but when he can no longer mimic The Miz, what the hell does he do?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the segment between him and, Curtis Axel, Axelmania, when they were being interviewed by Renee Young, that was kind of entertaining, at least. But... yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. It's not your cup of tea, and that's perfectly fine. You know, it's not for everybody. You can't please everybody all the time. So, Mace, what was your fail?
Mine was Sami Zayn being out once again with an injury.
Okay.
Pretty much the guy's just come back off an injury, had some matches in NXT, wrestled Cena once, blows his shoulder doing his entrance, and now he's out for God knows how long.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping that he heals up really quickly.
Well, considering it caused them having to rewrite part of SmackDown and possibly, you know, part of NXT next time they go live, yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, didn't he have some kind of a nagging shoulder problem like before all of this shit happened to him?
I have no clue.
I could be wrong. I thought I read something about it. Maybe it was just a dream I had.
I believe the original injury was a shoulder injury. I don't know if it's the same shoulder that got injured or not.
Well, it would suck if he's got both down now. So, yeah, okay. So, basically, that's our collective win and fail for the week. Guys, this has come up again, another situation with Martha Hart. We're not going to spend a whole bunch of time on this, but apparently there's an Owen Hart DVD coming out or in the works, according to rumor anyway. I don't know. Has that been substantiated?
It is still in the rumor stage at this point.
Okay, so it's not confirmed. However, Martha Hart was told by a friend of hers who read it online that there's going to be a Owen Hart DVD, and I just got slightly distracted because Calgary Flames just went up 1-0. Anyway, Owen Hart DVD in the works, and she didn't agree to it. She hasn't. She didn't hear about it until she was told about it. And here it is again. Martha Hart denying all of the fans out there the abilities to celebrate the life of Owen because she is stuck, in my opinion, she's stuck in Kemper Arena in 1999. She hasn't moved on from there. I don't know. What kind of input do you have on this?
I hope WWE just goes, you know what? Fuck that bitch. And just puts out the DVD anyway.
Yeah, well, at this point in time, they own all the rights, to the best of my knowledge. They don't have any back and forth where they have to get permission to use footage that they have of Owen.
Last I heard, Martha lost some of those court cases against WWE. They should be free and clear to do whatever the hell they want with their archive footage.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. She's saying, oh, it's just a way of making money off Owen. It's just a way of making money off Owen. Yeah, okay, they're going to make some money off of the damn DVDs. And you know the damn things are really going to sell. But here's the thing. She would benefit financially from it. Her kids would benefit financially from it because you know WWE is going to throw some profits her way, number one. Number two, I want an Owen Hart DVD because I want to celebrate – the life of Owen Hart as a professional wrestler, all the shit that he did. They don't need to talk about his death or anything like that. They can talk about, you know, how he came into the WWE, how he was received, his, you know, his feud with Brett, all this stuff. They can talk about all of that. That's fine. They don't have to talk about how he died or any of that fallout, right?
Don't describe it as fallout.
I'm sorry, yeah, that's a bad, unintentionally bad choice of words. My apologies.
Sincerely. Good one, Booker.
Coming for you, nigga. No, whoa, did I say that out loud? But it's live. We can't do a retake.
But so. Yeah, look, all this stems back to the release of a YouTube clip featuring new footage with Brett. That a lot of people have gone, well, it could be a longer interview for an Owen DVD because it's talking about the Hart Dungeon days.
Yep.
And supposedly that there has been a scheduling of a DVD set on what would be the 50th birthday of Owen Hart.
Yeah, which just passed a few days ago, by the way. Yeah, you know, happy 50th to Owen. Rest in peace. So
it's weird. Like, they could be doing something. But for all we know, they could be doing another, you know, one based around the Hart family, and this time they're just going, fuck it, we're going to let them talk about Owen.
And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it's been, what, 16 years now. I understand the heartache and everything associated with it. I mean, this entire city experienced one form or another of loss, a sense of loss. But, you know, guys like Owen, Brett, Shawn Michaels, Randy Savage, you know, Eddie Guerrero, the list goes on, living and dead. There are wrestling fans out there that consider, you know, wrestlers and people involved in wrestling as sort of like an extended type of family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you miss them. The ones who are gone, you miss them terribly. And you want to have something to remember them by. And, you know, Martha's like, well, why do they have to do something like this for his legacy? The best legacy they could give is just to let him rest in peace. He is resting in peace. We all have love for Owen in our own way. And, like, Martha, stop living in 1999 in Kemper Arena.
Let's just call it for what it is. She's pissed off she's not getting the money.
I mean, no, you know what? I can't agree with you on that one. She's pissed off because Owen died while employed for WWE. And he wasn't going to renew his contract when it was up. He was going to become a gym teacher or a firefighter, depending on who you want to listen to. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy. It was a job for Owen. He didn't love the business. He didn't hate it. I mean, it was a paycheck. And a way to feed his kids. And because of the lifestyle that he and Martha had become accustomed to, while he was employed by WWE, making those paychecks to be able to pay for all of these things for his family, he had to stick with WWE and not walk out in the middle of his contract so he could afford to pay for all that stuff, then not re-sign, you know? But I don't know.
What is that? Fuck that bitch.
I don't know. It's just like, Martha, let it go, okay? Just say, look, I understand. We understand where you're coming from. Try to understand where the rest of the world is coming from. That's all I've got to say about it. Omega, if you have anything to input, go ahead.
The thing I have are a bunch of four-letter Anglo-Saxon words.
Okay, I can... I'm
so sick of her coming up every time someone even mentions... anytime anyone even remotely close to WWE even breathes... you know, something that sounds like Owen.
Yeah.
She's, I echo the sentiments. It's like,
yeah.
Of course, okay, fine. They're going to make a little bit of money. That doesn't change the fact how many people still love and miss Owen Hart.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just reading what Diddy is saying in the chat room. Yeah, she's Owen's children's mom. The way that you phrase that, Nick, it kind of sort of like reads like she's Owen's mother. She was Owen's wife. She's Owen's widow. Let's just make sure that's clarified. And like he's somewhat disagreeing with us. Yes, it's unbelievably traumatic. My point is, I understand that, and I don't want a DVD out there of Owen for the sake of exploiting him and making money off of him. I want a DVD. Right? Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
I want a DVD that says the best of Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Or the King of Hearts, Owen Hart.
You take a look at Ultimate Warrior DVD. How tasteful was that?
Yeah.
And that was just after the bloke passed.
Yeah. Yeah. The way Martha describes it, the way it is in her head, you'd think it would be called The Rise and Fall of Owen Hart. With a big picture of him falling down toward the ring on the cover.
Well, stop and think for a second. Vince McMahon is not going to publicly admit it, but, you know, he's feeling a little bit responsible for, you know, like the onus is on his shoulders. So there's no getting around it. There's no getting away from it. And do you think that they would do something that would portray Owen in any kind of negative light, even in the slightest bit, in any part of that DVD?
Not even remotely.
Fuck no.
Hell no. It would be a complete tribute to him, and I think that would be wonderful.
The episode of Raw after he died was one of the most, you know, like not only heartfelt things WWE has ever done, but one of the most respectable.
Yeah. You know, there are three things I really, really remember from watching that Raw the night after he died. DX coming to the ring, the New Age Outlaws. With Road Dogg getting on the mic instead of wrestling the guy who was wrestling. He says, what say we just put aside our differences, forget the fight tonight, go have a few beers and tell some Owen stories.
I believe that was him and Godfather.
Was that Godfather?
Because I think so, because it's one of my favorite moments in WWE history.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's one thing I remember. The other thing I remember is Jeff Jarrett not being able to keep from crying when he was cutting his backstage tribute to Owen with Deborah beside him. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just blubbering away. And, of course, the finale where Stone Cold comes out, doesn't say a goddamn thing, takes two beers, taps them together, puts one in the middle of the ring, holds the other one up to the, you know, in memory of Owen Hart, and salutes him with his beer.
You can't take away the star of that show either. That 10-bell salute, and when it goes over the sea of everybody, like this was, I reckon there was probably one guy in the background working a camera that night. You know, everybody from production to wrestlers to announcers, the whole lot standing on stage.
Everybody.
To see some of the most toughest guys that you see in the ring bawling like little babies.
Yep.
It's one of those images that gets burned into your brain. Like, I can still see Big Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bawling like a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this a 7 foot giant reduced to that. It's just like one, yeah. Again, it's one of those moments that just lives in my head.
Yeah.
But to look, as we've said, WWE can put on one hell of a good tribute DVD with a really good documentary. They can make no mention of Martha, the lawsuits, the way Owen died. At the end of the DVD, you put up a little graphic that just says, you know, on X date at the Over the Edge pay-per-view, Owen tragically lost his life. And then put up, you know, this DVD is done in memory of Owen. Thank you and God bless.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you end it. That's it. That's the only time you mention anything about the death.
Yep.
The rest of it is you go through, you know, Owen coming in and being with his brother, the doing the whole the Heart Foundation stuff, New Heart Foundation, yeah. Nation of Domination, King of Hearts, and all that. Hell, yeah. even put in a few of the Nugget era, just for the laughs, you know.
And well, you would have
to... guys just telling rib stories about Owen. How many wrestlers have all of us here interviewed that have had an Owen rib story?
Practically every single one that I've ever interviewed in 10 years of, 11 years now of doing Wrestle Talk Radio. Almost all of them.
Yeah, and the thing is you could put that as disc two is just Owen rib stories. And I probably include the tribute show on like a third or fourth disc.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you have one whole show, you have some of his best matches and title wins, you have a documentary, bang, people would eat it up.
Yep. The only thing that I would have a bit of a tricky time with would be that tribute show. And personally, I wouldn't have a tricky time with it. I mean, I'd love to see it again. I really would. But the sticky point for me would be, you know, Martha and her kids' reaction to it. Again,
She complained. She'd fucking whine like a little bitch. But the thing is, you know what you do? You take proceeds from that money, give it to Brett, who can put it into a trust fund or something for Owen's kids.
Well, you give it to the Owen Hart Foundation that Martha started up and, for as far as I know, hasn't done anything with. Just, you know, that there's an appeasement for you right there. I'm not saying that we suffered as great a loss as Martha did or as tragic a loss as Martha and the kids did. If I were to say that, then, you know, shoot me with a whole bunch of paintballs because they hurt. But we still lost somebody that we all loved. To a lesser extent, yeah, it still hurts. And I tell you, being of the same generation, my birthday is coming up in October, and Owen and I are basically the same age. We're going to high schools together. And hanging out in similar places for, for a good amount of time there. And so, you know, I've got my connection with Owen and the rest of the Hearts, and you guys know all about it. But I'll tell you, it's just, Martha, wake up. I can understand it. Like, in my own personal family, my aunt, my mother's sister, is in the same situation. My cousin committed suicide when I was 15. And she was like physically sick as well as there were problems. And it was found out after she had done the deed that she was a few weeks pregnant. So that's a double whammy. And my aunt is still stuck there. Whereas right now, I have moved to the point where I remember my cousin very fondly. She was a wonderful girl, just a terrific lady, and I miss her and it hurts. But I'm not dwelling on what happened. I'm dwelling on how she was before everything went down. Is any of this making sense?
Yeah, it's making total sense. But look. Just to put a final cap on it that we pretty much all agree on, Martha needs to shut the fuck up. WWE needs to have the balls and turn around and say, you know what? we own this footage. We are legally allowed to do what we want with it. We're going to put out a DVD. Fuck you.
Yeah, they've tried to work with her, and they've tried to appease her. Enough is enough.
They've tried to work with her for 16 fucking years, for God's sake. It's about time they turned around and said, you know what, we're exercising our legal right to go fuck you.
Yeah. But, just as we move on, I just want to address something that Nick put in the chat room. Good old Mr. Diddy brought out something about they did an Eddie Guerrero DVD. You know, they did it with Eddie, so why wouldn't they do it with Owen?
Again, and it's pretty much just been the league out. The fact that they've had lawsuits placed against them at this point in time does give them that point where it's like, okay, can we get away with this without tripping over a legal landmine or something?
Yeah, no kidding. But, you know, totally different situations, too. I do believe Vicky was fully in favor of the Eddie Guerrero DVD. Eddie didn't die in the ring in a, you know, at a pay-per-view either. So, but anyway, on that note, why don't we take our first break of the evening, guys? Sound like a deal? I think so. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wars Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, we're going to be doing WTR Pick'em for next week's pay-per-view. Stick around for that. And, of course, we've got our regular staples coming up. We got the all-time greatest and quick hits as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. If you're alone, I better find you first. There was another way out for you. I wish there was another way out. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There
is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Back WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Is this where I'm supposed to talk?
Probably.
Okay, I was just checking because all I saw was go. I didn't see anything that said talk now. So, you know, I just made the general assumption.
It's telling you to leave.
There you go. All right. So, hey, guys, Chris Jericho had a huge major announcement this week. He's returning to work live WWE events, but not TV tapings. This is unprecedented, don't you think?
Except the last time he did it.
Except for the last, yeah. How many times has he done this now?
I think this is only the second.
Okay. I remember last time he called himself the reverse Brock Lesnar. He's working all the house, you know, quote-unquote house shows and stuff, which is, you know,
still more, he's still worked more dates than Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, and he will still work more dates than Lesnar. I guess the one of the main reasons why he's not going on TV at the moment, at least for this current run, is that he's still not done touring with Fozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Making that as an educated assumption. But there are people bitching and complaining about Jericho being a part-timer. And we've had our opinions on certain part-timers over the past amount of time, coming back and working select dates only at WWE. How do you guys feel about Jericho doing something like this?
You know what? If this is how he has fun with pro wrestling and stays involved, by all means. Like I want to say like I miss him on TV, but honestly, his last couple runs, he's done so little, I don't see a whole lot of point to it.
Yeah.
So I feel like if he's signed with WWE, it's kind of a waste not to use him on camera. But at the same time, yeah, I completely understand, you know, like if he has fun at the house shows, okay. So the house shows have more star power to them.
Yeah.
You know, okay, that works too.
Yeah. What do you think, Mace?
I personally have no issues with it at all.
No.
If Jericho wants to come back and work live events, which if, for those of you who have never been to a live event, there is a lot more freedom to do stupid shit, which is what Jericho likes to do. He likes to have fun.
Yep.
And in today's overly scripted TV version of WWE, there's just not enough wiggle room. You know, again, I've been watching some of the older stuff recently, and I forgot how creative Jericho can be on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when he's given full creative freedom to do and say whatever he wants.
You know, you said one word that is the key word in that entire speech of yours. Scripted. Out of necessity, TV has to be scripted.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can tell the difference between Jericho's last couple of runs, where you know they've had somebody scripting what he's been saying, yep. and going back to, say, you know, 2001, 2002, where he just went out there and did stuff.
Did his thing.
He had dot points, and he was allowed to say anything the way he wanted. You could tell there was a difference in his voice, his mannerisms, the way he moved.
Yep.
And, you know, it's something that he can do more freely at live events than he can on TV.
Yep, this is absolutely true. And the other thing about it is him doing the live events only and not being on TV, he's not impacting current storylines or proposed storylines or storylines that are being set up or anything like that right now. So,
exactly. There's no chance of him having a title, unlike other certain part-timers.
He said, clearing his throat. So, yeah. But what can you do, right? So, I don't have any problems. I guess that there's a tentative plan in the works for him to actually do TV once his touring schedule for this year is over. So, if that's the case, then we'll see him on TV, what, in September? October?
Maybe.
We don't need to see Jericho on television at the moment. That's the thing.
Yeah, right now we don't. You know, if...
No, it pretty much you could keep him off TV for good.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to script him, he's not going to be as good as he can be.
Well, no,
and
this is
let's be honest, they're wanting to move into a more younger talent pool, and... I'm sorry to say, but, you know, Jericho has become one of the old people. He's one of the old guys.
It's kind of hard to, like, let that sink in sometimes. If you stop, Jericho's now, you know, he's the old veteran. What? Y2J? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I remember watching this snot-nosed little rookie in ECW back in, like, the 90s. Now he's one of the old men.
Forget ECW, Mexico. Mexico was before ECW.
I never got access to any of his Mexico or Japan stuff until tape trading era.
Yeah. Go ahead, Momega.
I just remember some punk who couldn't find his way to the ring one day.
Or some
who has still was... who has still yet to finish a list of 1,004 holds.
Oh, he finished it this week.
No. He did a little bit more of it. He didn't finish it, but he got to read a few more that he didn't get to.
Well, the headline I saw said that he finally finished it 14 years later.
Oh, no. He didn't finish it. He got through like 5 or 6 new ones.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, he's at the 750 something mark now.
But there is an interview in our archive if you want to find out what hold 1004 is.
What is hold 1004?
Would it be an armbar? He didn't have a name for it, but it's equivalent to the martial arts touch of death, the heart instantaneously explodes when applied. Oh,
so that's why he can't demonstrate it.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So, yeah, welcome back, Y2J. Have fun at the house shows, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Hope he comes down here in August.
Oh, that would be good. You know, if he's on the card for the house show in Calgary this summer, I'll go see it. Of course, that might be a Sunday night. Maybe Friday. Who knows? Huh. Guys, WWE Tough Enough.
What about it? Did we get selected?
Who's the host? We didn't get selected. We would never get selected.
I am so fucking sick of seeing audition videos on every single dirt sheet I've been through for the last 2-3 weeks.
You and me both, brother. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I really am. Enough. I mean, a lot of that stuff is just the dumbest crap I've ever seen. And it was amusing for the first 30 seconds of the first commercial.
Yeah, because they show all the really, really shit ones, like the overweight guys going, I'm overweight, but I can still wrestle.
Or these girls who wear way too much makeup, thinking that they're going to be
the next. That's okay. Those ones usually wear way too little clothing, which I don't mind in the slightest.
Because it's the clothing that distracts you from the makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody ever tell you that you're in training to be a dirty old man?
Who said in training? I got my master's years ago.
No.
Well, I'm working on my doctorate, so...
You're not old yet, so, you know.
Like I said, I'm working on my doctorate. I still have one more course to complete.
So you're an apprentice dirty old man.
Sure, why not?
There you go.
Mind you, we're tough enough, though. Like, now, I'm guessing they're putting it all on the network, and they're doing it out of Orlando in the Performance Center.
Of course.
Now, one thing that's always... now that they have the extended time to do this, why just wrestlers? Mm-hmm. Why can't we have a sub-series which is, like, trying to find a new manager or a new announcer of some kind or a backstage interviewer?
Well, I can dig the announcer idea. Manager, not so much, only because the era of the manager is, like, gone, and I don't think we're ever going to get it back the way we used to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I mentioned that quickly to Jimmy Hart the other week, and he's like, yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, kind of sucks, so... But, yeah, anyway, as far as Tough Enough goes, you guys heard who the host is, right? Replacing Stone Cold?
Gee, would it be the same guy that replaced him on the podcasts?
Good old Y2J as your host of Tough Enough. So he is going to be on TV. Network TV. But what do you guys think about this choice? A few weeks ago, we did have a whole bunch of back and forth about who would be good, who they should pick, who they might pick. And I do believe one of us said Jericho. I just can't remember who.
No, I can't remember either.
Somebody said it.
Jericho, okay, he gets to stand there and actually just be the guy who tells them stuff.
Yeah,
he's not really involved in the training or anything like that. So, I guess he's the best guy to put there. I guess
possibly. Well, did you guys watch his one season series, Robot Wars?
I watched.
It wasn't. He didn't do Robot Wars. He did this like Robot Jocks thing. I can't remember what it was called.
I thought it was called Robot Wars.
Robot Wars is with RC car robots.
Okay. Robot Gladiators? Was that it? I don't know. These people are controlling the big ass.
I remember what it was. Robots. I watched it. Yeah. It was
Robot Combat League.
Robot Combat League is fake as hell.
Oh, it was fun. Owen and I used to watch. Owen and I watched it every week. It was we enjoyed it. It was fun.
Instead of being the little creative robots, it was these big monstrosity things that looked like they came out of a really bad special effects warehouse.
Which
is basically a bigger version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah. There were a couple of really dumb-looking ones there. But, Owen and I really enjoyed it. But a guy got blown out of the water for me when turns out George Lucas's daughter was one of the competitors. And George Lucas just happened to show up and give her advice on how to work a robot. And everybody's upset because it's George Lucas giving his daughter advice on how to work a robot. Like, George Lucas knows how to work a goddamn robot.
Yeah, if you want real fun, wait for BattleBots to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Now, the BattleBots, those are the smaller ones, and you're sitting there with the RC box, right?
Yeah, and they're not punching each other. They have buzz saws and spinning spikes and blades.
They showed it on the Big Bang Theory. They made their BattleBots.
Well, in June they're coming back.
It's not going to be the same as the last time we saw it with the guy who played Lister in Red Dwarf.
That's Robot Wars again, and that actually went a lot longer in the UK than BattleBots did in the US.
Really?
Uh huh.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that one because that's what we got here. We didn't get the US version.
Oh, BattleBots is so much more fun. I got to meet one of the champions of that show, too.
Oh, cool.
That was really cool.
Sounds cool. Must have been cool.
It was cool.
well, that's good. That's good. Awesome stuff. Well, I don't know. Jericho being the host of Tough Enough, is that going to make you more likely to tune in or less likely to tune in? Are you going to watch it anyway or what?
Probably
I'm going to be watching it anyway.
Yeah, I was going to tune in anyway. I didn't care who they were hosting. It's tough enough, and the last series was good.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just thinking, yeah, I'll wind up watching it. Of course, I'll have to grab it off the whatchamacallit on the interwebs because I don't have the network. So, which this really bugs me. In Canada, I have to have the cable channel to get the internet network.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
It's dumb. And that's like the Canadian version of the FCC. I don't know what it is in Australia, but in Canada, it's the CRTC, Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Commission, that regulates. You can't do something internet only if you don't have a TV channel for it. I'm like, fuck you guys. But that's the reason. So,
but to be honest, the one thing that's going to get me tuning in to Tough Enough is their panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan, Paige, and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting makeup, that panel, don't you think?
Yeah, well, if you go from like a WWE standpoint, like people are going to be sitting there going, why Paige? You know, mm-hmm. She's only been in the company a couple of years. She's been wrestling for nearly a fucking decade.
How old is Paige?
22.
She's like 22, right? 22? She's been involved with wrestling in one form or another for 20 years.
Her whole family has been in UK wrestling for fucking shit tons of years.
Decades. This is my point exactly. I mean, who else is going to have that kind of acumen, for lack of a better term, who's not involved with, let's say, oh, I don't know, Total Divas? Right? And there's Total Divas I would pick, but
yeah, you're talking Total Divas, yet we have Daniel Bryan on the judging panel as well.
Yeah, but you know, he's not a focus of Total Divas, is he now?
No, he's amusing background dressing.
Yeah, he's like arm candy, only the male version. The guy version.
He just shuts up and comes out with an amusing one-liner every now and again. It's actually quite interesting to see him on that show sometimes.
Yeah.
But again, you know, yeah. Daniel Bryan himself's got, what, 14, 15 years in the business. One of the best technical wrestlers in the business today.
Well, you know, that kind of, like, it sort of catches me every now and then. When I find out that people don't realize that before he became Daniel Bryan in the WWE, he was the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson.
Bryan Danielson. Yeah, flip the words around.
Yeah. And we interviewed him here on WTR, as a matter of fact, when he was still the American Dragon. And back then, he didn't just hand out interviews willy-nilly. So we lucked out with that, and that was a great talk with him. That was a hell of an interview. So,
and then of course, you know, you've got the third guy on the panel being Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, pretty much because Hulk Hogan. Exactly right. I don't expect him to contribute anything other than his name.
Well, to be honest, when you look at it, you've got Paige, who is very technically sound. She's one of the better divas wrestlers out there today.
Yeah.
You got Daniel Bryan, who can pretty much mat wrestle anybody on the planet and make them look great. Then you got Hogan, who, let's face it, for all the bullshit that the guy's gone through in his career, is still one of the most charismatic men in wrestling, period.
Yep.
So between all three of them, you have three very good people who can judge talent.
Yeah, no argument there at all. I'm kind of looking looking at Hogan like he's the Paula Abdul of Tough Enough judges. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah! And Paige is going to be the Simon Cowell.
She's
going to be the bitch.
Yeah.
And you've got Hogan, who's just going to blindly applaud anything. And then you're going to have Daniel Bryan, who's going to be the guy in the middle trying to be positive.
Like Randy Jackson. Yeah, you're all good, dog. I mean, I like the hold, dog. That was a great way you slapped on the figure four. But, you know, maybe you make it look more real, dog.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you've got Jericho being the guy who introduces everybody.
Seacrest out.
Jericho, out!
Yeah. If he says that at the end of Tough Enough, no.
Oh, come on. You know at some point he's going to break it out just for the laughs. He's going to make the comparison and do it.
Okay, for shits and giggles, yeah, just once I want to hear him say it. But you know what? For shits and giggles, just once I want to see R-Truth as a guest host or as a guest judge.
Yeah, you know? I could see that, but at the same time, it'd have to be when they're doing some sort of test involving spiders.
Yeah, just for a comedy bit, because it would still be funny. Even though it's a quote-unquote reality show. What the fuck ever. Yeah. Hey, come and try out for this reality show where all the losers get put on WWE and the winner fucks off.
Yeah, and the funny is, like, I'm reading through the article as well. This is going to be absolutely amusing. Guess who they got training them?
Yeah, sure as fuck isn't Bill DeMott. Who?
It's okay, two guys and a girl.
Okay.
And a pizza place?
Oh, I wish. I missed that show.
Oh, God.
go, just throw a couple of names out. Just see if you can pick.
William Regal, one of the trainers. No? Oh, my God. Then I'm totally lost.
Booker T, Billy Gunn, and Lita.
Oh, my God.
That's
kidding.
That's actually not bad. I mean, Booker T has his own wrestling school, and Billy Gunn's been a trainer in NXT for a long time now.
Yeah. But Lita?
Someone's going to teach the females.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You've
got Lita and Paige in this mix altogether is because they're trying to put some females into competition.
Yeah.
Just no one take a head scissor from Lita and you'll be fine.
Oh, there it is. I guess that once Tough Enough gigs off, we're going to resume the at least one Lita joke a week.
It's kind of played out. Like, I don't know how many more are left in me.
Well, you know, retro. Revive the classics.
Kind of like old that is like Lita after a long night. I don't know how many more are in me.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, but there's a difference. She can't tell because she's so numbed. Yeah, never mind.
I don't explain it. It ruins it.
I know. That's my job is to explain it and ruin it. I apologize. I won't do it again. So, can we pick on JTG now?
By the way, hold on. JTG. Hold on. By the way, that's what you do, Tim. You always go back to it.
Yeah, that one went over like a total lead balloon. Thanks, Rock.
I know. That's what I'm here for.
You're a lead balloon. Shut up. Oh, wait, no. You know what?
No, by the way, no.
Why don't we talk to Rock about... He's read, actually, 5 pages of JTG's 10-page book. Why don't you tell us your impression so far, really quick?
Oh, my God, I am black. Oh, my God, I got heat. Oh, my God, I can't believe I got heat. Oh, my God, I got heat. I didn't do anything. God damn it, Shad is stupid.
So that's it in a nutshell, hey?
From the first 22 pages, yes.
Fuck. Well, it's on sale for only $1.99 as a downloadable ebook, so how can you go wrong? That's $2 I could spend at McDonald's on French fries.
A whole 67 pages?
Yep.
Wow.
Do the math. 67 pages, how much is that per, you know, per dollar?
Too much.
No. 33 and a half.
Yeah. Now, people, if anyone out there is just like so desperate to read about JTG,
yeah,
there's a website called fanfiction.net.
Oh.
Let me read you some things I found today.
Written by JTG? Or other people?
On the Hotline by Reckless and Gone. What happens when JTG dances for Shad?
Shad.
Whatever. Relationship Status by High Voltage Cat. Cody's Curiosity turns out well in the end. Warning / mature situations cursing. Cody and JTG.
Oh, boy.
This and 8 others can be yours. For free. That's how many stories he has total.
God.
and he's usually fucking his tag team partners.
I am shocked that you would go to that den of sleaze, Omega.
I used to post on that den of sleaze. You'll never find it.
My goodness.
I never wrote anything involving anyone's dicks.
Which is why you probably didn't last there.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not even gonna. Shut up about it. That's all. So,
speaking of that website, we can go back to the JTG book where they talk about him being a drug mule, where he has to hide weed in, you know, his balls for some talent.
Who's the talent?
He does not name names.
Well, then shut up. I don't care. How about that?
But that's part of the... That's where I stopped reading this book, when we started talking about weed and balls. And yeah.
As soon as you read weed by the balls, you said, that's enough. Time to go play some Skyrim or whatever.
Well, at least we know where Rock's line is.
He draws the line.
Most of us just would have gone, hey, a book by JTG. Nah.
For those wondering, damn, why did I write this book? Is the name of the book.
Yeah, and that's probably what half the people who have actually wasted $2 to buy the book have been asking themselves, like you, Rock.
Right, I wasted $2 to read the book.
Why did I write this book that is the length of a moderately updated blog?
This book was edited by Dolph Ziggler's brother.
So now we know who the successful one in the family is.
So Dolph Ziggler's brother edited out all the stick figure drawings?
Well, he got rid of all the crayon markings.
And stick figure drawings. Right. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, JTB. Has actually threatened to write another book, damn it.
Rock, even if you find it on a torrent site, I would be asking money to read it.
You know, you hear
it's one of those things where if you read it or you see it for free, you still want to be paid because you feel like you've just died inside and you need compensation.
Yeah, I need to find the Jesus again. Good thing I have Shawn Michaels' book. I can find the Jesus.
Oh, yeah, finding Jesus and other great works of fiction. That may have been a little too personal for one or two people, but tough shit. Anyway, we already reacted to the Macho Mandow gimmick, didn't we?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Don't need to do it again?
Nah.
No,
I'm good with that. Why don't we talk about Jim Ross and his relating of the apparent concept for Global Force Wrestling. 12 one-hour shows that eventually builds to a two-hour finale. What do you think?
I think NXT is an awesome idea.
NXT Redux? A Jeff Jarrett version?
We want to be like the cool kids.
It's not like... How is it like NXT? Because they do a one-hour show? Is that how you're comparing it? Like that?
Because they do one-hour shows, and then the culmination's at a two-hour show.
But they're building as seasons. I think that's what it's going to be. A 13-episode season... Take a break, come back. Here's another 13.
Worked for Wrestling Society X?
Yeah, it worked real well for them, didn't it? Yeah. Hashtag in sarcasm.
Look, to be honest, one-hour shows, if you want to just keep it tight and focused, great. Two-hour finale, cool. Good on them. At least they're not doing, you know, two-hour shows every week and then going, oh, look, we're going to put on three-hour shows or doing three-hour shows and then putting on a three-hour pay-per-view.
It's not the mistake TNA eventually made of overexerting yourself and trying to be the WWE formula when you clearly cannot be that yet. I'll give them credit for at least being a little bit smarter about tactic, which... I'll be honest, like, Jeff Jarrett, when he was running things, was, you know, maybe this is hindsight talking, but he didn't do that bad of a job.
Well, did you guys watch TNA at all after when it first started up and you had to catch it on pay-per-view?
I was at the tapings.
I caught one show.
I used to watch them regularly, and, you know, we'd go to Bottoms Up, rest in peace, Bottoms Up Sports Pub. But Spencer would have it on the big screen, and a lot of guys would go there on Wednesday night to watch it. And, you know, this is long before anybody was involved higher up than Jeff and Jerry Jarrett. And it was a fairly solid, entertaining show.
Yeah. Like, that was, like, really good wrestling and even good booking back then. I mean, aside from, you know, Jeff Jarrett had a new surprise helper every week.
Yeah, well,
that got a little quick,
but
it was smart business at the time, because it was an easy way to get money for every single show without asking for too much right out of the gate or overexerting yourself when you don't have the roster or history to be WWE 2.
Yeah, this is truth, and like, you know, entertaining and watchable. And yeah, I'm gonna reserve judgment, and I'm not gonna, all this stuff that's coming out about GFW, I'm not going to, you know, get pulled into all of the rhetoric. I'm gonna wait to actually see it before I cast any judgment at all.
Look, to be honest, all we've really heard so far is they're wanting to do the 1 hour shows leading into a 2 hour finale, and probably what, about six people from the roster so far.
A little bit more than that, but yeah.
By the way, and even then, it's not like the old... It's not like the TNA method of, we're going to plunder all the old TNA talent, the old WWE talent, and then try and create our own stars. No, we're taking the young guys from both companies that are still able to make their way through, and we're going to try and build on that, which is good.
I think they're still missing the guy to be the face of their brand, but they have a decent roster so far. They have, what, Chris Masters, PJ Black, which was Justin Gabriel in WWE. They have a couple of members of the Bullet Club on there. It's a decent roster. They have Davey Boy Smith Jr., who will be on the roster.
Whoa. Davey Boy Smith Jr.?
Yeah. Him and Lance Hoyt are going to be a tag team there.
Can't they just call him Harry Smith?
Nope.
For Christ's sakes, Davey Boy Jr.
That's marketing.
That's than D.H. Smith.
I think that's what he goes by in Japan.
Well, it's news to me, because he's always been Harry Smith everywhere I've seen him. And, you know.
You know, but there were one big mistake. Yeah, we're doing a press conference in Las Vegas, and we're going to tweet about it all the time, and then when the press conference comes, cricket, but we'll send it out in a press release a couple hours later. Like, they didn't have anyone actually there manning their Twitter. Little snafu there.
That was kind of dumb, don't you think?
You would think one of TNA's biggest problem was getting the word out about things.
Yeah.
Just saying. Well, can't have someone on their laptop or phone going, hey, this is who we're announcing.
Let's just hope that they learn from the mistakes TNA made about, you know, no advertising. Of course, some of that was actually Spike TV not promoting the product on their own network.
Well,
but
that's one part of it. The other part was actually doing local marketing, which they were awful at.
Yeah. Well, when is it supposed to, like, kick off and stuff?
They're taping in July. There's no official announcement when they're doing TV, but they're taping, I guess, a pilot or a first few episodes. Chael Sonnen, who will be the color analyst, has been saying they have a TV deal, but nothing has been mentioned. So I would assume in the fall, if everything works out right.
Well, I would hope that it would be sooner, but I don't know. I want to see what's going on, basically.
Well, here's the thing. If they're doing tapings, let's just hope that they find a way to, I don't know, jam any cell phone signals inside the building or something.
That's eminently doable, actually.
Set off an EMP just before the show.
Like, you can set up a frequency blocker, if you will. That would effectively kill your cell phone signal.
They have a metal detector at an airport that you walk through. They say it's for security. It's actually like this super powerful magnet that wipes all your phones.
Oh, that would be just nasty.
That wouldn't stop people from going home and going, hey, this is what happened at the GFW show.
No, all they got to do is get in touch with Lieutenant Uhura and have her jam all the frequencies. So they can't contact the Klingon homeworld, whatever.
I saw her last month. She could barely fucking walk, let alone push buttons.
Nichelle Nichols? My God, yeah, that woman's getting old. Oh, God, she's
George
like
Takei is a funny old Asian.
George Takei is a great guy.
And on that note...
On that note, I think it's time for us to take our second time out of the evening. Come back with the WWE Payback Preview and pick 'em. Sounds like a deal to me. Everybody listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now is the time you want to get into the chat room and get ready for us when we come back, because we're going to get you to post your thoughts on who's going to win all of these matches next week. And who knows? You might wind up winning. What are you going to win? Maybe nothing. Maybe something. We'll let you know on the other side of this timeout. We'll be right back. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the godfather of free for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
I got a camel light.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I got to light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... Midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Thank you.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost and Jarvis! That's the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down here to stop the Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't waste. I'm ready to shine.
Yeah.
I want my close-up, baby.
Don't waste.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yo, here we go.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your Pope Elijah Burt. Please understand that you listen to one of the coolest, one of the best, one of the baddest radio stations in all of America, Wild Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Back to Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, because apparently the person didn't want to go.
That's because I was busy answering the call of nature.
Stop taking calls while we're on the air.
Right?
No, it wasn't a phone call. It was nature's call. That was the difference. And I had to answer it, otherwise I'd be sitting in a puddle.
Anyway,
and we wouldn't want that, would we?
No, we don't want that at all.
We definitely would not want that. No.
Some people have no commitment to the show.
Well, I've got enough commitment to the show, but I got more commitment to not peeing myself in my chair.
He likes his chair.
God, you guys. Anyway, why don't we continue on? Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night, everybody. It's time to play WTR's Pick'em. If you're not in the chat room, and I'm saying this to everybody listening, and you know who you are specifically, if you're not in the chat room, go to wildtalkradio.com/chat.php so you can play along with us.
Because King Kins will take down who you pick in the chat room, which is the easiest way to get a hold of us. Or you can tweet us at wildtalkradio or facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. We'll have a pick sheet when the full entire card or payback is released. Up there.
You know, it would be really cool if you said it slowly enough that people could actually absorb the info on how they can get all of their pick and picks in. Unfortunately, media at wildtalkradio.com is not working, so you can't use that email address.
It sort of works. Just,
yeah.
Just not for Hotmail. If you still use Hotmail, we can't get your emails.
Yeah,
sorry.
If you're still using Hotmail, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, like switch to Gmail. Grow up. Anyway, yeah. No, we're going to eventually get that fixed, I suppose. Maybe.
We're working on getting it fixed. I just started getting emails again, so that's a plus.
I'm still not getting emails, and I went and reset mine, my email client and everything. So somebody broke the email, and it's called spammers. We got hit by spam bots. That's what happened. So anyway, payback.
Payback's in a pay per view.
Payback's a bitch, baby.
To slow it all down, it's twitter.com/wildtalkradio or facebook.com/group/wildtalkradionetwork.
You're an ass.
Was that slow enough for you, Tim? Should I go
You're
slower?
An ass. you go too fast and you go too slow. You're an ass.
Well, you know.
Anyway. Yeah, so those are the ways that you can get your pick'ems picks in. If you're not listening live or you can't make it to the chat room for whatever reason. And don't forget, if you're out and about and on the go, download the TuneIn app on your mobile device, your iPad, your Android, your iPhone, whatever. And you can listen to us on the go anywhere you happen to be at. As long as you've got data coverage, you're good to go, free and clear.
Yeah, and the stream is crystal clear.
It is. I was just listening to it while I was busy. Listening to the commercials during the break while I was answering Nature's Call.
And smoking a cigarette.
No, shut up. I wasn't doing that. Smoking's
right.
Bad and gay.
Right.
You smoke gay.
Right.
Drugs mm-hmm. are bad and gay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah.
Whatever.
Let's just dive into it. Let's start off with the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE World Heavyweight title. We've got Seth Rollins defending against Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns. And Omega, how do you see this one?
Well, on the WWE Network, free this month. That's how I see it.
Ba-dum-bum.
For new subscribers only.
Yeah, I'm still getting reamed for $9.99.
It's now try it for free.
So yeah, I'm looking at our little...
It's called try it for free. If you got it free last month and think you can get away with getting it free again this month, no.
Good luck to you. You're going to need it.
No, you'll be paying $9.99.
It ain't going to happen. Why, did you try it?
Yeah.
I knew
Guess
it.
Guess what I'm paying this month?
$12.99.
$13.09.
I was damn close. I was only off by 10 cents. Because it's $12.99 in Canada. So, which means our dollar is still barely higher than yours. So...
Okay.
That being said, yeah, who's going to win this one, Omega?
See, looking at our little list of matches in the Skype chat, where all the champions are marked with coffee cups.
Because, you know, the Skype thing decides to go, make them coffee cups instead of C's.
Well, you know, if you put a space between the brackets and the C, then it wouldn't be a coffee cup.
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I write it out as I post it on Facebook, so, you know.
Where are we?
The Shield versus Randy Orton. Go.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the match.
I give that to Seth Rollins. Like, for some reason, I can't see them taking that title off of him until Lesnar comes back.
What makes you think that?
Because they pretty much turned Lesnar face, which I thought was impossible after he defeated The Undertaker at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, he's the one that kind of screwed Brock out of the title. That's the one that he was pissed off at. That's the one he wanted, and it seems like a built-in feud whenever he decides he wants to work and get another paycheck.
Built-in feud doesn't mean it needs to be for the championship, though.
True, but it does if we're going to give Seth Rollins any kind of validation with the belt.
Yeah, but you still got time before SummerSlam, probably. Just pointing this out. But, you know, They could do it if they really wanted to. They could, you know, do a title match, but we'll see.
They really wanted to.
But then that brings up a whole other list of questions of, hey, do we sort of, you know, make Brock lose to Rollins? Or would we put the belt back on Brock at that point? But that's,
well, that's what makes that interesting, though, isn't it?
It does. It does. And since we're talking about the Shield, and we brought this up last night, I found it.
Jack, oh, good. Pump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
You're welcome.
What the fuck was that?
For a reference point, here it is one more time.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
Was that Josh?
No, that's Kane Kittens.
Oh, okay.
That was a blank I made him read on Saturday nights.
Fuck. Yeah, no, with this new computer, all the voices sound just a little bit different, so I wasn't quite sure. This new computer of mine is absolutely a dream. I'm loving it. So, I don't know how I'm sounding on it as compared to the old one. But
You sound fine.
Yeah, that 56K makes all the difference.
56K? What are you talking about? It only cost me $400 minus rebates and all this other stuff.
Wow, oh, man, he didn't even come close to getting that.
No, he didn't.
No, I did. I was just kidding. That was a joke. Don't you get it? You said 56K, and I'm like, what are you talking about? It was only 400. Never mind.
You're coming.
Moving on! So you pick Rollins. Mace, we haven't heard from you. Let's hear from you, okay? Please?
No, I could let this go on for hours.
I don't have hours. Move on.
Hold on. Before he moves on.
Shag, pump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
Now you can go.
I can get
nothing like killing.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, I'm going Rollins on this one. I see him having the belt till at least SummerSlam. However, I've got a feeling one Mr. Ambrose might be turning heel.
Oh, okay.
How would you work that?
I don't know. He gets sick of everything, beat the shit out of Orton and Reigns, and goes, hey, this was some sort of plan I had, and then, you know, disappear into obscurity.
Dean Ambrose with plan C?
No. Dean Ambrose is plan crazy as fuck.
Yeah, plan C, crazy as fuck.
Whatever.
Yeah, anyway, this is unanimous. I mean, they're not going to take it off Rollins this close after he's won it. I agree, at least until SummerSlam. I've heard the rumors, I've read the reports, they're contemplating turning Ambrose heel, but I'll believe it when it happens.
Now, I want to ask, since you all went with Rollins, this is another situation where Roman Reigns is in a championship match, and according to you three, he doesn't get the job done.
Hmm.
This would be, what, his third opportunity, fourth opportunity, where he's failed to win a championship? What does that say about him?
Depends on who takes the fall for the pin. Because he can still look like a million dollars without winning.
Yeah, exactly. I see this being another WrestleMania-type situation where Roman isn't really relevant to the ending.
Yeah, but besides that, Rock, you and I chatted about this a little for like a cup of coffee. Why has Ambrose been added to the mix? Well, maybe he's there to take the fall so the other two don't lose any steam or momentum.
Oh, I get that part of it, but it's another thing about the Roman Reigns character where he continues to fall short when the championship's on the line. It begs the question, why is he's even in the match? If he's not going to win. That was my point.
Because they're trying to rebuild. This is the thing. Like, the whole collapse of what they were trying to do between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania has affected Reigns. Maybe this time they're going for the underdog situation where he keeps getting chances, but he's either in a multi-man or he's in a handicap or he's in something where he doesn't actually get to be involved in the final of the match. Which grates on him. And eventually when you do get that one-on-one, probably at SummerSlam, he pulls it away. somehow. I don't know.
But if it's SummerSlam, then you gotta take the belt off of Rollins if you're doing Rollins and Brock.
I don't know, you could do that as the WrestleMania rematch.
Or, you know, you can give Roman Reigns the Money in the Bank briefcase, let him come into the Brock Lesnar-Seth Rollins match and win the championship that way, as a repeat of the WrestleMania finish.
That would be a great piece of sort of, hey, you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. I still reckon Brock Lesnar should get the Money in the Bank briefcase just as the really big lol moment.
And let him
just
disappear.
You know, that would just make me go right on if that were to happen.
Because I can imagine it's like you announce like 6 out of 7 people,
mm-hmm.
and they're all doing all their spots in the ring and everything, and then all of a sudden near the end of the match, here comes Brock Lesnar, just F5 and suplexes everybody, and just climbs up the ladder nonchalantly and grabs the briefcase.
It's possible.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically a grand slam, that one, right? We're all picking Rollins. What about the I Quit match? WWE U.S. Championship title on the line. John Cena defending against Rusev. First one to haul out, I quit! Loses. Mace?
I quit. I lost. I'm going home.
You are home.
Fuck. In all honesty, yeah, this is an easy one to call once again. Cena wins, lol.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that one. I don't see any way that Cena loses an I Quit match. So that's two. What about you, Omega?
Balboa. After Lana turns and costs Rusev the win,
does she throw in the towel?
Ooh, good question.
That would be interesting. It'd be a cheap way to win after all of this. I feel like it's going to be a little bit more decisive than that.
But that would cement the breakup, though.
Oh, it would. Definitely would. There's other ways to do it, though. If he's going after a steel chair that's in the ring and she pulls it away, things like that.
There is, but it would also save Rusev from actually saying the words, I quit. Which would, I think, hurt him a little bit if he said it.
It would, but honestly, at this rate, he's already losing matches to John Cena.
Well, everyone loses matches to John Cena.
Well, everyone loses matches. Okay, yes, but you went from undefeated to he's lost his last 2 pay-per-view matches.
Hey, Rusev, meet Bray Wyatt. Same fate.
And now feuding with so Rusev feuds with Ryback next.
It could actually happen because it's Ryback and Ryback's a babyface and Rusev's a heel. We'll need something to do.
You know what frightens me?
What frightens you? Tell us, please! What
frightens me is there's parts of the Ryback that are starting to entertain me.
Corner.
I'm sorry, he was getting the Goldberg chants from the crowd on Raw, and he turned the crowd around.
Why do I get the feeling that started out as a joke from the crowd, and it just, like, became, you know, a joke that became real?
I just like that he actually acknowledged it and got the crowd, you know, like, fully on his side, which I wouldn't have expected someone to be able to do in Canada in the first place. Mm. Canada's usually very, you know, Canadian audience is usually very made up in who they're going to cheer and boo.
Oh, yeah. The Canadians don't cheer for who you want them to cheer for. They cheer who they want to cheer for.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. I mean, they're very much like a Mexican crowd. In that response, so yeah. So basically, that one was another. What do you call that? Clean sweep? Sure, why not? So basically, what we have next are the rumored matches.
Basically, the stuff I thought, hey, this is what they're probably booking.
And of course, we
rumors bias are rocking.
Pretty much.
I need to start a Reddit account then.
These are educated guesses, is what they are, more than just rumors.
If Fox News makes news that way, we can too.
I know, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So why not? But if things change, and they probably will between now and next Sunday, everybody, change your answers by posting it on our Facebook groups page or Facebook page or tweeting us.
Correct.
Why not? Anyway, first rumor matches the tag team titles, New Day versus Cesaro and Kid. As much as I hate to say it, New Day retains. That's my speculation.
New Day sucks.
That's the way the clap goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Omega.
Yeah, it'll be New Day. I mean, the gimmick sucks, but at least as a heel team, they know it sucks. So they're making it work for them a lot better. I got a kick out of them spending all of Raw in every backstage segment still celebrating.
Because they're so positive about beating, you know, Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. I guess positivity rocks? Because you're the New Day? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Who knows?
Yeah, so, Mace, your turn.
Yeah, New Day.
Yeah. We are not surprising anybody with anything here. Next one up would be Bray Wyatt versus Ryback, Mace.
Going to Ryback.
Wow.
Because Ryback hungry and Bray Wyatt, let's face it, I'm so fucking over you.
There you go. Omega.
Bray.
Okay.
Please. The new face of fear has to actually instill fear at some point.
He's got to be fearful somehow. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm going Bray Wyatt on this. Just because he's gone through his losing patch, it's time for him to start winning again. So. And as much as people cheer Ryback, I think that Bray Wyatt getting back into the win column might even win Mace back.
No. It won't. I'm just very much over this whole, I'm going to cut a promo that's mysterious and everything, and then...
Nothing happens.
Yeah, you know, nothing happens until just before a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, at least when Raven did that shit, he attacked motherfuckers on the same night.
This is true. He'd come out of nowhere, and even in the middle of somebody else's match, he'd lay his future opponent out. Just to make a statement. Bray hasn't made any statements. He's done talking, but he hasn't made statements. There's a difference. However, I'm still sticking with Bray.
He's been laying out the Ryback. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so the Divas Championship title, Nikki Bella taking on Naomi Omega.
Or
the Bella Twins versus Naomi and Tamina. We'll get to that. I want to do this first. If Nikki Bella takes on Naomi for the title... Omega, who do you think's going to win?
In that case, Nikki.
Okay.
They just haven't built Naomi up enough yet.
Fair enough. I agree with you. I say Nikki Bella retains. Mace.
Yep, Bella retains.
There you go. Now, Plan B, the alternate universe scenario, as it's known in Star Trek. The Bella Twins taking on Naomi and Tamina. Mace.
Naomi and Tamina.
Okay. Omega.
Do they have goatees or not?
I'm not sure about Tamina. She might shave. But the other ones, no.
Naomi and Tamina.
Okay. We're going to be unanimous on that one. I'm picking Naomi and Tamina, too, if it's the tag teams. So, not a lot of dissension between all of us this time around, which is a little bit different than what normally happens. But whatever. Don't forget, everybody, if you're listening on the archives and you want to get in on this, go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadio
Network.
And WildTalkRadio Network. and you can post there, or facebook.com/wildtalkradio. Right?
facebook.com/wildtalkradio network.
There you go. Or tweet us on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio and give us your decisions, your final picks or your revised picks or whatever. You've got until, Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern?
5 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Mountain.
I keep trying to give you guys extra time to finalize it, but all right, 5 o'clock Eastern it is.
Well, that is. You were shorting them time. You said 3 Eastern. I said 5 Eastern.
Yes, I know. I was shorting them time. I was giving, you know, I was trying to give King Kittens extra time to get the ship put together so we get it on time.
He'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything but work, so he can do this too.
Yeah, no, he'll be fine.
There you go. Are we doing the all-time greatest tonight?
We are doing the all-time greatest, and let's get right to it.
Right now.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
We will have the heart attack taking on the 450 Splash Omega.
It's been a long time since I've seen the heart attack.
He's going to the YouTubes as we speak.
You can tell because he turned his microphone off.
Yep.
Why don't you describe it while he looks it up?
No, let him go look it up. Well, you can, if you want to describe it, just please.
I'm not going to describe it. I was hoping you could describe it. I'm busy. I'm distracted.
It's intermission.
I don't care. They're showing the highlights from the Rangers.
It sucks.
4-1 and they almost lost at 5-4.
I have not been able to get YouTube videos to load all day.
There you go. Try that one.
That's where I am.
It's not loading. Try a different browser.
Okay, it's playing now. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. Oh, listen to you, Mr.
Don't tell me what to do.
Go to your room.
Welcome to YouTube 101 right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well,
okay, No. I got it.
You good?
I'm good.
He's good. Okay.
Coming later, we'll talk about MySpace. Anyway, 450? Why?
Visually more impressive. Visually looks like it hurts a lot more. This looks like a poor... the heart attack is a poor man's version of the Doomsday device. It's pretty much the exact same setup. Neidhart just doesn't get the victim up quite as high.
And Brett doesn't go off the top rope.
Pretty much.
Brett never went off the top rope. It was always in the middle.
He always went up to the middle, and even when he did the superplex, he would always start from the middle. Mace.
Yeah, 450. Neidhart needs to learn how to lift bar.
Tim.
Yeah, Neidhart was just too short, so 450.
The Black Widow and the F5, Mace.
I'm going the F5. It's simple but effective, and let's face it, it just looks good when Brock Lesnar does that to a shark.
Omega.
I love the Black Widow and how it seems to come out of nowhere and the way it's applied. It's a very stylish way of applying a submission hold. And I give AJ points for a submission that requires her opponent to spank her in order to tap out. No, I picked the F5. That it just looks ferocious.
You gonna agree with them, Tim?
Well, you know, you've got to pick the F5 just because Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, if it was anybody else delivering the F5, no. So yeah.
So the F5 and the 450 move on. Next week, next time we do it, I don't know if we'll do it next week because of the pay-per-view, will be the Red Arrow taking on the Bonsai Drop and the RKO taking on the Tombstone Piledriver to complete round 2 of the all-time greatest.
Wait, we've completed 2 rounds in a single year?
This one.
Shocking!
This one.
Wait, were we doing this in December?
Yeah, we were.
So, no, Mace.
It's within 12 months. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, so that's next time on the all-time greatest.
There you go. Why don't we get into some quick hits and then bugger off?
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Tim, who is the greatest hero of all time?
The greatest? Say that again?
Hero.
Just period, hero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was religious, I'd say Jesus Christ, but we all know that's a fabrication, so. Who's the greatest hero of all time? Everybody's mom.
Oh, okay. Mace, same question. Who's the greatest hero of all time?
The greatest hero of all time. Ooh. Optimus Prime, because he died for our sins.
Omega, same question.
Mace, why would you do that?
Because I couldn't say Mako.
No, the correct answer is Batman.
Why Batman?
Because you don't ask Batman, him to explain Optimus Prime, but explain Batman.
Yeah, explain Batman.
He's Batman.
All right, Tim, who is the greatest villain of all time?
My dad.
Why your dad?
I don't know, just for something to say. the greatest villain of all time. Lex Luthor.
Okay.
No, I changed my mind. Wile E. Coyote.
Mace, who's the greatest villain of all the time?
You know what? I was going to say Wile E. Coyote because out of all the villains in comic books, movies, cartoons, and everything else, Wile E. Coyote is the only villain who ever accomplished his task at least once. He caught the Roadrunner once and then had no idea what to do with it.
It had no clue. I remember that. He caught it and was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Ah, fuck, let him go. I remember that. So I stole your thunder, in other words.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It wasn't planned. Nobody told me ahead of time.
No, we've all just been hanging out together for too many fucking years.
Well, I think you and I are basically on the same wavelength when it comes to cartoons.
Oh, no. You want same wavelength shit. There's this little movie posted last night where Omega and I were so fucking on the same wavelength.
I don't mean overall. I don't mean overall. I mean just like cartoons. We have the same opinions on cartoons. We have the same thoughts about cartoons, it seems.
Pretty much. Same era of cartoons, anyway. Well, since I can't use Wile E. Coyote, since you pinched it off, fucking prick.
No one said you couldn't use it. It's your opinion.
Well, fair enough. Then Wile E. Coyote, because at least...
No, you can't use it. You got to find somebody
tough
else.
Tough shit. Brock said I can use it. I'm going to use it.
Brock, you're a dick.
Omega, who is the greatest villain of all time?
Any character played by Tim Curry.
Why
How did I know you were going to go for that?
God damn, that's a good answer. I like it.
So this is where we have to do the Family Feud. Good answer.
Oh, don't forget the clapping.
Yeah, good answer. Explain yourself, Omega. Why was that such a good answer?
Because he's born to play a villain in everything. I lost track of how many mad scientists he played in every cartoon I watched as a kid.
And then you get your live action.
Oh, yeah.
Even down to Clue.
I was about to say, even as like a serious villain, he was great in Stephen King's It.
He was the clown in It. Legend.
Yeah, people don't realize he played Pennywise.
Yeah.
There's just something about his voice that's just villainous. Seriously, like, go to tjomega.org and go take a look at Peter Pan and the Pirates review from TJTV.
Oh. Geez, he's such a good Captain Hook.
Boys. You realize since that review, Omega, I have never been able to watch that series with a straight face ever again.
This makes Omega a very evil, evil person, I take it?
No, not so much. It's just the way the context in which Omega presented it in the review. Every time I hear Tim Curry do the word boys in Peter Pan and the Pirates when I've gone to try and rewatch it, every time I hear it, I just crack up laughing.
By the way, we have some breaking news. Right now we need a breaking news bumper.
It's time to throw more sticks into the fire as Fire on Ice continues on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Will you cut it out? It's tied. Big deal. Shut up. Move on.
It's a 2-2 ball game.
I do like the idea that our breaking news bumper is just whatever random clip Rock pulls up.
Well, it's for
Fire
on Ice.
Well, no, that wasn't random. That was specific because that was Fire on Ice.
We have a hockey score update. It is 2-2 Calgary and the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, so that means that Calgary's due to score next.
He's hoping so.
Well, it's just the way the game's going. It's, you know, Calgary's turn. That being said, we're done. Jeez, everybody, don't forget our later start time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 2 hours later, thanks to the pay-per-view.
1 hour
said,
later.
What?
You said 1 hour later.
Oh, 1 hour later. Whatever. Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Eastern instead of 10 o'clock Eastern. All right. Tomorrow night, it's right after Raw, the post show. Tune us in and find out what happens.
We'll break down everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw post show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't forget to catch us right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network again Thursday night for another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward. Rock comes along for the ride.
Yeah, I'm just the producer. Anyway, we'll talk about NXT. We'll be previewing that show. We'll be previewing Payback. We'll talk all the news. Maybe a little bit of E60 if we can have time, because we didn't have time last week. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to rackradioshow.com to hear some awesome interviews we've done so far this year. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/WTRTheRack. As well as follow it on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And you can follow Lindsay on Twitter at Linz Ward and check out her artwork at Behance.net/Linz Ward.
There you go, yeah. And you can follow me, yours truly, on Twitter at Flames Forums or at Trivial Tim. Either one of those two you can follow me at. Follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. You can also check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/pages/Wild Talk Radio Network.
No.
Or facebook.com/. Oh, sorry, groups.
Hold on.
facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And it's just facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And apparently we don't do anything Saturday nights.
How come?
You didn't go to that plug, so.
Oh, CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight Eastern.
Midnight-ish Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's hashtag Blame Rob for, you know, celebrity deaths. Or for any celebrity who gets locked up, it's hashtag Blame Sub. You can follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, facebook.com/cigarette butts and bandanas. And you can check out the website cbradiolive.com. It's all weird. It's all wacky. It's all unusual. You never know what will happen on CB Radio.
Yeah, and this is how Mace plugs his stuff.
Yes, you can follow me on the Twitter machines at The Mace Thing. You can try and track me down on Facebook, but I hate everybody. You can also go to youtube.com/WTR Games Garage, where I have reviewed games, past, present, and future, stuff coming up as well when I get them in the mail. And, oh yeah, you can go to wildtalkradio.com in the archive section where you can get the special of Bashing the Books, Ghosts and the Movies, where Omega and I talk Age of Ultron for about an hour.
Now, before Omega starts to plug, go to wildtalkradio.com, read Under the Raw Microscope as we review old episodes of Monday Night Raw from the WWE Network under Raw Attitude Era.
Omega. There you go.
And this is how Omega plugs his stuff.
All of my stuff can be found over on YouTube at TJ Omega. Or if it's not on YouTube, it is somewhere over at tjomega.org. If you want to follow me on social media, my fan page is over at Facebook at TJ Reviews. And over on Twitter, I am TJ Omega.
There you go. Yeah. All right, everybody. Once again, we'll catch you immediately following the pay-per-view next Sunday night. Till then, have yourselves a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, Anaheim.
Let's go, Flames. Go, Flames, go. Shut up, Brock.
Let's go, Anaheim.
Let's go, Flames. Go, Flames, go. Shut up, Brock.
Let's go, Anaheim.
Let's go, Flames. Go, Flames, go. Shut up, Brock.
Let's go, Anaheim.
Flames,
let's
go, Brock. Go, Flames.
Anaheim.
Go, Flames.
Let's go, 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 Anaheim.
Go, Flames.
Go, the umpires.
Anaheim.
Go, Flames.
Anaheim.
Flames.